The Mozart Conspiracy by Scott Mariani.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Austria, 9th of January. Breathless with shock and terror, Oliver Llewellyn stumbled away from the scene he had just witnessed. He paused to lean against a bare stone wall. Nausea washed over him. His mouth was dry. He hadn't known exactly what he would find when he'd slipped away to explore the house. But what he'd seen, what they'd done to the man in that strange vaulted room, was more horrible than anything he could have imagined. He ran on. Up a winding flight of stone steps and through the connecting bridgeway, then back into the main part of the house with its classical architecture and decor. He could hear the chatter and laughter of the party guests. The string quartet in the ballroom had started up a Strauss waltz. The Sony Ericsson phone was still switched on and in video mode. He turned it off and slipped it in his tuxedo pocket, then glanced at the old wind-up watch on his wrist. It was almost 9:30. His recital was due to resume in 15 minutes. Oliver straightened his tux and took a deep breath. He walked down the sweeping double staircase to rejoin the party, attempting to conceal the panic in his step. Chandeliers glittered. Waiters attended to the guests carrying silver trays laden with champagne flutes. As he reached the bottom of the stairs, he snatched a glass from a tray and gulped it down. Across the room, near a tall marble fireplace,